The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Go to nosafespaces.com today.
Portions of this edition of the Don Kroah Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
From the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group studios, it's the Don Kroah Show on 105.1 FM WAVA.
The Don Kroah Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. Don Kroah Show on WAVA, as pastors and church leaders all across the nation continue to wrestle with not only the current challenges of the effects of COVID-19, pretty much curtailed, if not totally eliminated, any sort of church gatherings or activities as such, and while most still are giving serious thought and deliberation as to when to even try to start to reopen and reactivate their sanctuaries, their facilities for ministry, my guest this hour suggests that there are five consequences of the pandemic that most churches do not expect. We're going to talk about it with Dr. Tom Rayner. He's president and CEO of Church Answers, also the executive director of Revitalize Network. He has pastoral experience. He's pastored four churches, former president of Rayner Group Consulting, served for 12 years as dean of Southern Seminary and 13 years as president and CEO of Lifeway Christian Resources, the author of a number of books as well. Dr. Rayner, it's an honor to welcome you to the show.
Great to be here. Thank you, sir.
I got to tell you, probably some years ago now, I think we may have chatted about your book, The Unchurched Next Door, which is having a great impact even now on our own church that I pastor here in this area. I'm sure very helpful as well to others. I just want to thank you for that kind of work and others that you've given the body of Christ through the years.
You are very kind, sir. That was actually one of my favorite books, and for you to mention it even after all these years is an honor to hear.
Well, we're using it right now. In fact, before the pandemic, we were doing a plenary session on a regular basis once a month with all of our Bible classes, and that's part of our textbook that we've been using. So I just want you to know your labors have not been in vain.
Thank you.
Now, in this column, I referenced five likely consequences of the pandemic that most church leaders do not expect. By the way, folks, you can read the column at tomrayner.com. You say there have been volumes written about the church in the post-pandemic era. You've also been looking below the surface to see what might transpire that we may not see coming. There are five of them, I think, in your list. Let's walk through those, if you would. Help us understand what you're saying.
Sure. Well, the first of these is that most churches will begin to have a digital worship service in their pocket. The euphemism I'm saying is they will have one ready at all times. They've gotten accustomed to doing streaming services. So now if there's inclement weather, if there's some kind of disaster, those unusual cases when a church in a normal time, if you will, has to say it's just not a good time for our people to come, they will then say, but by the way, folks, we do have a digital service. It's ready to go. You watch that, and you'll be going to church digitally just like you did during the pandemic. So if there's any one thing that these leaders are learning, it is the pervasive and popular use of digital media, not to replace the in-person gathering, but simply to have a backup. And one thing I love to do, I'm not the brightest bulb in the chandelier, but I love to listen to pastors. And through my organization, Church Answers, we're listening to them all the time. And they said, hey, Tom, that's one thing that we're really going to do. We're just going to have one. We'll record it. And if we ever need it, it will be there. They may need to update it from time to time, but it will be there for them.
Now, what about churches that are now doing this, and some have been doing it all along? Others are going to add it and make it a permanent part of their live feature as well. Is that something that you're seeing happen, and would that have a positive effect as well for folks who are shut in and maybe can't really get to church to begin with?
It will. It will. There's the concern that is out there that people will replace the in-person service with the digital service. But I think the pluses are going to be more than the minuses, because there are a number of people who simply cannot attend. And just to think of the gospel presence that can be in our communities and even beyond with the digital service, I don't necessarily think it is a bad thing. I think it is a way to get people moving toward an in-person service if they're able to physically attend. So I see it as a strategic opportunity that God through His Spirit has given us. And I think churches should see it that way. And just like the Roman road was a path that the gospel traveled in the first century, the internet is now increasingly becoming a path that the gospel must travel as well.
You also talk about worship wars, and you say they will decrease significantly. Define worship wars and why you see them on the decline after all of this.
Well, my guess is, of the many listeners that you have, Don, most of them have experienced at least disagreement on worship style. And it's usually the age-old, contemporary, traditional, blended, whatever the label may be of the day. And what has happened during the pandemic is people have looked on Facebook or YouTube, and they're seeing different types of worship services with different types of worship styles. And they're realizing, you know, not all of these are heretical. Some of them are really good. And because, like the person going on a global mission trip, they're seeing things that they have not seen before, and that likely will help them to be more receptive, at least not have the antagonistic attitude that many have had in the past.
Now, as a person myself, and I know many pastors and others listening do the same, I read a lot of your work, not as much as I would like to have time for, but I always love that you call for feedback on whatever column you may write. What are you hearing from pastors, Dr. Rayner, on this issue of the pandemic, and any surprises from them, any real concerns that have come to you that we all could learn from, I guess?
Initially, Don, the big concern at the onset were the finances. Not that they were the ultimate, but that was the immediate concern. If we're not taking up an offering, how can we make certain that we're funding the ministries that God has provided us? And indeed, in our early surveys with pastors, we had 15% of them that said they thought their church was going to close for financial reasons. Now, several weeks later, only 3% are saying that their churches are going to close, because they've learned more about digital giving. They've learned that their church members are creative and can find ways to give, whether it's digital or just mailing in a check. And so there has been a dramatic shift, really, in the attitude about giving and gifts. And then came the second issue. How can we get the worship service out? The church has adapted. They came through with the streaming services in many ways. Now the concern that we're hearing more than anything is, how do we regather appropriately? And that has geographical context to it, and that has implications about where you are. Virginia may be different than Texas, and Texas would be different than Maryland, and so on like that. But there's still concerns about, how do we unpack, how do we unfold this regathering and do it in a way that is not only right for the kingdom, but it's something that will be safe for the people.
Well, on that latter note, I know your number three is having to do with the facilities themselves. And, of course, the government's giving us certain mandates, or at least recommendations, and some of them are mandates. My executive assistant pulled one of your columns recently where you talk about some of the things that are going to have to be done physically to the buildings and our conduct in the building when we first come back. Talk about that.
I gave one example, and it was just one of many. I talked about automated doors, and simply the fact that fewer and fewer people want to touch things that others have touched. There has been a recent CDC interpretation that may indicate it's not quite as bad as we once thought it was, so the implications there could change. But there are just a number of things, like, how do we do Lord's Supper? Depending upon how you distribute, how often you distribute the bread, the wine, the juice, you know, how are we going to do that in the future? How are we going to take up the offering? What are we going to do with the kids? Do we segregate them as we have done in the past, or are we going to bring them into the main worship service for a season? The latter seems the likelihood. There's so many of these, I don't want to call them small questions in the sense that they're unimportant, but maybe unanticipated issues that will arise as we begin to regather. I have talked to pastors in a few states, and Texas would be the most notable, who have just started regathering, and they have indicated that these are issues that they're facing right away with their first or second service.
Again, folks, we're talking with Tom Rayner, and you can check out his work, much more than we have time for here, at his website, thomrayner.com. You've also talked about, number five, the newest financial metric will be the percentage of digital and scheduled giving to total giving. Elaborate on that point and what you're saying there.
Well, they're metrics that we follow in church life, and the more common ones are attendance and financial giving. As a matter of fact, if you look into a bulletin or a worship folder of most churches, those will be the more likely metrics that you'll see. How much did we give this last week or year to date compared to budget? And then what was the attendance, whether it's worship attendance or some type of group Sunday school attendance as well? Well, during the pandemic, we began to hear things like pastor saying, okay, what's a good percentage of having your people that are giving digitally compared to the total giving? Well, we didn't know a good percentage, so we started gathering the data. And we found out that at the onset of this, the digital giving was in rough numbers between 30 and 40%. But by the time two months had transpired, which has been most of the pandemic, the digital giving as a percent of the total giving had gone to between 70 and 80%. It was dramatic. And again, will that remain once we regather, once we go back to the in-person services? I don't think it will stay that high, but I don't think it'll go back down to its lower level. So there will be more dependable giving patterns. There will be people who are not quite as fearful of the digital world to give. And pastors and other leaders will continue to use that metric. And now one of the common questions that we hear asked is, how much of your giving is coming through digital or plan giving, like a draft of a checking account? So never expect to hear discussions like this, Don, but we're hearing them quite frequently now.
Final question, for time's sake, what would you say to pastors and church leaders and church members right now listening as to when's the best time to reopen? Now, that's a kind of a general question, but what are some of the dynamics that need to be taken into account when a church is considering reopening, in your view?
There's so many that you can, but here's one that I would just leave with church leaders. As much as possible, try to be in line with the other churches in the community. It does not mean you have to follow lockstep. It does not mean you agree with them totally. But it means try to find out what they're doing. If you get too far ahead of other churches, you may be perceived to be risky. If you lag behind, you may be perceived to be out of touch. So talk to those other pastors. Ask them what they're doing. And as closely as possible, try to regather together so it's done as a community rather than one church after another. And, of course, there are all kind of underlying questions that then proposes. But that would be one of the major things that I've been telling pastors and other church leaders.
It's an honor to talk with you. Thank you. I hope we can do it again.
Always my joy, Don. Thank you for having me.
Dr. Tom Rayner. And his website is the place you want to go to get information on what we've been talking about, thomtomrayner.com.
Hello, I'm Everett Helmuth, owner and president of the Passport Automotive Group. During this unique time in our history, we at Passport Auto want you to know that we're considered an essential business and we're open to meet your automotive needs. As you manage taking care of your family during this current situation, we know that your vehicle may play a key role. If you're looking to purchase or service a vehicle, we want to assure you that we're doing everything we can to promote a safe and secure experience. We encourage you to utilize our at-home car buying resources, like viewing our excellent website, having us send you a video walkthrough of the vehicle you're interested in, purchasing that vehicle online, or if you prefer, we'll bring the entire auto buying experience to the safety of your home or office. Passport sells and services new and certified pre-owned vehicles in the brands you love: BMW, Infiniti, Toyota, Nissan, Mazda, and Mini Cooper. We have 9 convenient locations in Virginia and Maryland. Visit us today at PassportAuto.com. We look forward to working with you and keeping you safe.
Alexa can play WAVA-FM and hear us wherever you are on our mobile app, iHeart, TuneIn, or Radio.com.
The stock market is tanking. Unemployment will likely reach an all-time high. Experts are saying the worst is yet to come, but what we need now is a solution. We have Colin Plume, president of Noble Gold, for some advice. What can Americans do now to prepare for a financially secure future?
It's time to invest in assets that are sure to maintain value through any economic disaster, such as gold, silver, and other precious metals. Holding shares in companies that might not be there next year doesn't make any sense to me, and the markets are made up of hundreds of companies just like this. Take a look at the Dow Jones from 25 years ago. There are less than a handful of companies that have survived the test of time, such as Kodak and Westinghouse. But the precious metals market is not only surviving, it's thriving.
That's encouraging, Colin. But how do our listeners, especially ones without financial savvy, explore the best strategies for their specific needs? And do we even have gold left? I heard there's a shortage.
We have helped thousands secure their investment and ready to help more. Just visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
AActionHomeServices.com. Did you know I started as an electrical contractor? That kind of gets lost with our plumbing and AC messages. We do everything you'd expect an electrician would do, including indoor and outdoor lighting, service panels and circuits, switches, plugs, and troubleshooting too. Call to add or update your old light fixtures with modern, efficient LED lighting. 703-922-1900. Problem solved.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. Memorial Day weekend typically serves as a kickoff for the summer months ahead. Yes, this year it still holds that spot on our calendar, but no matter where you are in this great country, this holiday weekend will not be normal. Whether you're somewhat back to normal, socializing and socially distancing or isolating at home, take some time to consider the ultimate sacrifice made by so many on behalf of the nation we love. Consider as well that many have paid a very high price short of dying. If you can, please consider starting with those who served the wounded and served the surviving family members as well. Start with the Injured Marine Semper Fi and America's Fund and the Fisher House Foundation. Look them up. Support them. Support especially the families in your world who paid a heavy price for their service to the nation. We are debtors to those who served, those who have fought, those who have died, and the families that have stayed behind. A grateful nation says thank you.
Sponsored by Alliance Defending Freedom.
The following is a program that was heard earlier here on The Don Kroah Show and was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time. The Don Kroah Show on WAVA. While every rationally thinking American ought to be seriously, deeply concerned about what's actually in the current Democrat-sponsored bill, it's a huge bill in and of itself, another coronavirus stimulus package, this on the heels of one nearly as big just a month or two ago. I mean, this one is over $3 trillion and the last one over $2 trillion. But there are other things in the bill in addition to the, well, as somebody called it, grab bag of Democrat priorities in terms of just the economic matters. There's something else in the bill, some other things there that really ought to concern us as much, if not even more. And joining us to talk about it, Pete Hutchinson. Pete is president of the Landmark Legal Foundation. He's dedicated nearly 30 years serving the conservative movement at Landmark. And, of course, he's the successor to the legendary Mark Levin in that post. And, Pete, it's an honor to have you on the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Before we get into some of the very serious concerns about this bill that I know you're deeply concerned about, take just a minute, if you would, to tell some of our listeners about Landmark. What is it? What does it do?
Well, we're a public interest law firm. We're headquartered in Kansas City, Missouri. We have an office in Leesburg, Virginia, up there in Northern Virginia. You know, what we do is we defend the Constitution, and we promote separation of powers principles, which means we think Congress ought to do its job and not pass it off to regulatory agencies. We think that the courts ought to do their job rather than the legislature's job, and we think the executive branch ought to be able to run the country. We promote a secure border. We oppose sanctuary cities and their policies, and that's what we're working on. And voting, voter integrity is crucial right now. We are so busy. The ACLU has launched a nationwide effort through courts and intimidation to to take over the election system for this year, and Congress has come along, and page 1,453 of this so-called Heroes Bill, and they're proposing what they're calling the Access Act. I'm calling it the Unauthorized Access Act, because what it does is it compels every state in this union to put aside their statutory election integrity statutes and to impose what essentially is a all-comers mail ballots to every house, regardless of good addresses and eligible voters therein. And it is a frightening attempt to take over what is supposed to be, under the federal Constitution, a state matter.
And in the middle of this all, of course, I've got a two-page report that you referenced us to, and that's at Politico. There are others out on it as well. I mean, there's two pages here that I've read and printed out a while ago, and all of them talk about other things that are so egregious in terms of how the money's going to be spent, where it's going to be spent. But just tucked in one little sentence is money to help allow voters to mail in ballots for the November elections. That's all that this two-page piece says about what is, to me, the far greater crisis, as you've described it.
Well, yes. What they want to do is they want, first of all, this is couched in terms of this is for an emergency only. This is for this crisis. But we'll also apply it to natural disasters when they come along. But then as you read along, they say for what they're really focused on is getting rid of absentee voting provisions that require, you know, someone to apply, have a decent reason for voting absentee, demonstrate they are who they say they are. In many states, you're required to have a witness of your signature. That was a Virginia, one of the few remaining Virginia protections that was thrown out by a Bill Clinton judge last week. The ACLU is claiming that requiring someone to put a postage stamp on an absentee ballot, a return envelope, amounts to a poll tax, which is absolutely ridiculous and offensive, and yet judges are buying it.
Where is this going to go? The Democrats, of course, are pushing it. They do have the majority in the House right now. The Republicans are on record as pushing back. But too often it seems the Republicans themselves can't find their voice or their backbone when we need them to.
Here's what I'm worried about. The House did pass this bill. It really is a massive takeover. Just to put it in perspective, California has a terrible system. It's fraught with opportunity for fraud. And California's system is too strict for what the Democrats are proposing. That's how ridiculous this is. The House passed it. The Senate says we're not going to pass it. But what I'm worried about is that the Republicans in Congress have this really irritating tendency to give just a little bit. And by doing so, horrible, massive takeovers like this one are accomplished through incremental steps. And I'm concerned that the Senate is going to say, well, okay, we'll pass this, this part of this reform, but just for right now. Well, Congress passes something, they never take it back. And you know that as well as I
yep.
do. So we've got to put pressure on the Senate to stand firm and reject this in toto.
And that's really the secret, isn't it, Pete, to the whole thing's got to be rejected. They can't piecemeal it. And as a matter of fact, there's so much else in the bill that warrants our resistance on top of this. This seems to me to be a bad bill all the way around.
Yes. And my focus is on the voting. But there are provisions in this bill that are so highly offensive on principle and on policy reasons that you can just go crazy. But that's why, that's how they do it. That's why they do it this way. They hope to sneak something through, but not this time, at least not in this voting issue. We're not going to allow it to happen. Go to our website, landmarklegal.org, and see what we're doing and support us if they'd like.
Good. Then go to landmarklegal.org. They can find out more information than we have time to cover here. But also, they'll know how to contact their senator and tell them just resist this whole bill outright, correct?
Yes, sir.
take this last couple of minutes to give us some other observations you have. I know you're tracking them all. This mess with the judge who has called an incredible interference into the Flynn case. Talk about that case and how unjust it was to begin with. And now this judge, I believe also either Obama or Clinton appointee, who has stepped in and really muddied the waters.
Yes, it's really outrageous. You mentioned Mark Levin, and in I think it was March of 2017, Mark put together a timeline just from reading the newspaper. We were working together at that point. He was still at Landmark, but showing how there were serial leaks of information coming out of FISA court warrants or applications. And we filed a request for an investigation all the way back then with the court and with the FBI and several other agencies asking for their inspectors general to look into this thing. The FBI conducted an investigation, and we're seeing the fruits of that now. The court finally last December said, well, I guess we will have an investigation. The Justice Department, Attorney General Barr, who is, if not the most principled official in government in the last 50 years, he's one of the top five, he did the right thing here. And this judge is standing in the way of justice because he doesn't like that somebody's come in and messed with his courtroom. He doesn't care about justice, apparently. But he wants to make sure he looks like you know, I'm in charge here. It's outrageous.
On that point, Pete, where will this go? Is this going to drag out for a period of time now, or where is Flynn still hanging on tenterhooks over this?
I think he is. This is going to drag out all summer, probably. He's had to file a motion with the an appeal with the D.C. Circuit. Who knows what they'll do with it, but in the interim, there's going to be this amicus brief filed by this former judge who's already said, yeah, this is terrible, without having the benefit of the record before him. So that's going to take time. Flynn's going to have to respond to that. I mean, you know, he has no one to negotiate with other than this judge. So this is a terrible situation for him personally. But it's even worse for the country because it shows that the rule of law has become secondary to the rule of judges, FBI agents who've gone rogue, and prosecutors who did not step up to the plate and do it right the first time.
One final quick question. I hope we can talk again on another occasion, but what is your assessment of where we are with this COVID-19, how it's been handled, and to what extent do you think it's been seriously politicized to the lack of benefit to the country?
Well, that part is awful, but I see an opportunity here for federalism. This is federalism in practice. You know, the president stayed out of it. He didn't take over the whole thing, which, you know, everybody wanted him to do. He did the right thing by leaving it to the states and local governments to come up with their plans. Now, the problem is that in this country, state and local governments, especially local governments, are controlled by leftists who really like to have power. The opportunity I see is that regular people out here who don't pay attention to local politics are now energized. Mm-hmm. They see what it means to have the right people in office. So I am hoping that there will be a groundswell of support for better candidates who understand what it is to be a local government official and who will do a better job. You know, if this thing comes back around or whatever the next thing is, we can't have these police state tactics. People won't tolerate them, but I think it's an opportunity for us to reengage in state and local government like we ought to be.
Excellent. Thank you very much for the time. I appreciate it.
This has been really fun for me, and I'm honored to be on your show.
We'll do it again. Thanks. Pete Hutchinson, president of Landmark Legal Foundation, And you need to check out this great organization. I mean, they do a lot of work that you and I benefit from and have for years. LandmarkLegal.org is their website.
This important message is for anyone experiencing financial hardship and owes back taxes to the IRS or has unfiled tax returns. Recent events have caused massive job layoffs and financially burdened millions. While tough times will go away, the IRS won't. At Community Tax, we're on top of evolving IRS collection policies that could make it easier to resolve tax problems and dramatically lower monthly payments. If you're facing a serious loss of income, you may qualify for IRS hardship programs that may lower your monthly payments or provide dramatic tax savings. For taxpayers who owe less than $250,000 and are in a payment arrangement with the IRS, new guidelines could lower your payments substantially.
Community Tax has decades of experience helping taxpayers with IRS collections. So call our helpline today for your free consultation and learn what programs you qualify for. Call 800-500-5588. That's 800-500-5588. 800-500-5588.
Are you tired of some of the movies that Hollywood puts out? Why not redeem the time you're spending at home with family and watch something that affirms your values? For a limited time, you can purchase No Safe Spaces, a film that reveals how freedom of speech is being threatened and how some are even attacked for their Christian beliefs right here in America. Freedom of speech is important for the spread of the gospel. Truth flourishes where it's allowed to be heard. But your speech and beliefs are under attack now more than ever. People have been accused of hate speech for simply speaking about the gospel. And some politicians have threatened to permanently shut down churches because of the pandemic. There is no more important time to watch No Safe Spaces. Go to nosafespaces.com. Use the code SAVE25 to get 25% off your purchase. That's SAVE25. This offer is only available for a limited time. Go to nosafespaces.com today.
Listen to your favorite Christian programs anytime on the OnePlace app. Download and listen offline. Stream to your car or automated home device. Download OnePlace at Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
I love golf, and I also stink at golf. I've tried it all. The lessons, the special swing contraptions, the neon brush tees, the funny hats, the putting all of my change in my left pocket. I like to say I just happen to have a high golf handicap. My friends would say I have a high talent disadvantage. Hey, it's Ryan, and luckily, while I might be fighting some disadvantages on the golf course, at our Faith and Family Mortgage team, we're lucky to be able to serve WAVA listeners with a unique advantage. Our team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. And for you, that can mean shorter turnaround times and often a lower rate, which could save you monthly and lifelong money on a new home, refinance, or cash out refinance. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees up to $500.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. And refinance. Total refinancing charges may be higher over life of loan.
This report is sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance, where you only pay for what you need. Checking in on traffic in the district, we've got reports of police activity. This is on East Capitol Street, right at 8th Street. As you maneuver through that area, keep in mind that the police activity is in the rear of 800 East Capitol Street. So be sure to slow down and keep your feet tapping on those brakes. This is definitely going to add additional drive time to your commute. Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your coverage, so you only pay for what you need. I'm Yinka Oh with traffic on WAVA.
Tonight, cloudy with a couple of showers and a low 63. Tomorrow, cloudy with a shower or thunderstorm around and a high of 82. Tomorrow night, a stray shower in the evening. Otherwise, low clouds with a low 62. Sunday, clouds and breaks of sun with a high 72. And Monday, clouds yielding to some sun with a high 77. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Gregory Patrick.
Well, as we head into the Memorial Day weekend, I hope you have a very safe and relaxing weekend in spite of all the COVID-19 stuff we're all dealing with. And I also want to thank those of you who've been helping us with our campaign. We are so near to closing out this campaign on behalf of 1,000 children in some 16 nations where American Leprosy Mission is at work curing these dear children. You've been making it happen. At start of show today, We have just 42 children to go to reach our goal of 1,000 children. And so thank you for what you've done. $30 provides a cure for one child, $60 for two, $90 for three, $150 for five, and so forth. We've had some wonderful gifts all through the campaign. And as we move into this last few minutes of the show, I hope that if you haven't done it, you'll consider it right now, or maybe over the weekend you'll make that call or go online and make a generous gift. I really love to see us go beyond that 1,000 mark. I think we will. We'll talk to you first of the week. The following program is sponsored by American Leprosy Mission and was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
So whatever we do, our interventions, either in the hospital in terms of cure or care, is basically to not only to cure the disease, to address the medical aspect of the disease, but also the social aspect, which eventually should result in the dignity and the quality of life of the person who has leprosy.
Well, that's such a critical issue, Scott, isn't it? The dignity of the individual life. We all, we know the meaning of self-respect, and we value it, and we need it, and so do these people, but it's almost impossible once leprosy has taken its hold and done its damage, isn't it?
No, it really is. I mean, think about it this way. Leprosy steals almost everything that makes us human.
Yeah.
It steals our looks. It can steal our sight. It steals our ability to be connected to other people. It steals our touch. I mean, almost every sense that we have. And then it steals stuff on the inside, too. Our dignity is gone. Mm. When remember the Old Testament, certainly the biblical times, New Testament, too. If someone had leprosy, I mean, and they saw someone walking down the street, you know, a lot of people right now are walking their dogs and they're walking in their neighborhood. You're seeing people you haven't seen maybe ever. But imagine if you were a person with leprosy and you're walking down the street in front of the houses and you see somebody coming toward you and you are commanded to shout out, unclean, 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 three times so that they can know to cross the street and be nowhere near you. That is the fate of people, even today.
Mm-hmm.
Who have leprosy in other parts of the world. We don't think about it here, but just because it isn't happening here doesn't mean it isn't happening. And, you know, we're pretty myopic sometimes. And we mistake the nodding of the head for the doing of the thing. And we think, you know, it didn't happen to me, so it's not that big a deal. But, you know, we have a taste right now of social distancing. We have a taste of all that, what it's like. And, you know, we kid around about it. Look, I kid around about it, right? Because I'm not a real social person. And so I kid around maybe and say, wow, finally the world is coming around to my way of thinking. You know, just spend time alone or with just a few people. You don't have to get out there and see everybody all the time. We kid around about it. But obviously, if that became your way of life, it's nothing funny about that. I mean, that is stealing the dignity. Our ability to be connected to other people, including and most importantly to the people that we are related to, the people that we love that are closest to us, to not be able to even be connected to them. See, that's one thing, you know, right now, social distancing. Just today, they had the flyover in Dallas. The Blue Angels flew over. And I tried to see it. I didn't see it. I heard it, but I didn't really see it. But I noticed a whole bunch of people were social distancing together, which sort of defeats the purpose of social distancing. But you know what? They were all in the family. There was all just families. Yeah. Imagine if you had to distance even from people in your family.
Yeah,
you really, really are alone. It's one thing to be alone with your best friends or alone with your family, and you're all watching the last few things on Netflix together. You know, that's different. This is not even that. This is being absolutely alone, like solitary confinement for the rest of your life. And so today you have a chance to rescue a child from that, rescue a parent from that, increase the chance, obviously, that they get introduced again to the land of hugs, where brothers and sisters can hug each other and grandmas and grandpas can hug their grandchildren and parents can spend time together. Physically spend time with their kids. That's what you're doing today. You're bringing families back together. I mean, you're restoring dignity. The loss of dignity, I'm convinced that as important as it was to Jesus to cure leprosy, the disease, more important than that even was to restore them to dignity. What had been stolen from them was not just fingers and toes and hands and feet and maybe limbs and eyesight. That's not what was stolen from them. What was stolen from them ultimately was dignity. God created us with a dignity. And when you send the cure, when you deliver the cure for leprosy, you restore a person to the dignity that God intended. And you're also doing it in Jesus' name. I want to be clear. American Leprosy Missions, the missions part of ALM, is the most important thing. Because, you know, if we were able to deliver the cure for leprosy, but did not deliver the cure for that which truly ails all of us for all of time, it would be meaningless. So deliver the cure, yes, it's good. But also the cure for that which ails all of us, and that is the separation from Christ and the need to be connected to Jesus first and foremost. So it really is. It's the greatest possible $30, $90, $3,000, $6,000, $20,000 you could spend today is to say, I'm going to be a part of this, man. I've heard about it before. I've talked about it. I've prayed about it. I've thought about it. And now it's time to do something about it. Making love a verb is what I like to say. We're going to make love a verb, not just a feeling that we have inside that results in nothing on the outside, but we're going to make love a verb today, that they might see our good deeds and give glory to our Father who is in heaven. Today, when you call, toll-free, 800-979-1980, 800-979-1980, or click on the banner at WAVA.com.
Hello, this is Andrew Altman, founder of Best Buy Waterproofing. There's been a lot of rain here in the Maryland, Virginia area over the past 2 months, and there's more rain in the forecast. If you have issues in your home with basement moisture, mold and mildew, a crack in your wall, and water leaking into your home, I have a solution for you. My company, Best Buy Waterproofing, can fix your issue forever. We will give you a dry basement and get rid of the mold and mildew, moisture, and any issues related to water around the foundation of your home. Our work comes with a lifetime guarantee, and we are highly rated with the Better Business Bureau. Also know, during this unusual time, my team is fully functional and able to serve you with the highest level of safety for you and your family. Many hundreds of families have been served by Best Buy Waterproofing here in the Maryland and Virginia area. Let us help you too. Go to bestbuywaterproofing.com or call us directly 24 hours a day, 844-980-3707.
Folks, I've been encouraging you to make sure you see the number one box office documentary of 2019 called No Safe Spaces. And if you're concerned about what's happening on our college and university campuses all across the country these days, as our First Amendment right to free speech is under attack as never before, then it's a film you need to see now. No Safe Spaces, a very sobering reminder that no matter who you are, if you think or say anything that the radical left doesn't like, I mean on social media, at work, or even in your place of worship, they're apt to come and try to shut you down. Now, the film features Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla, also several others from both the right and the left, who agree on at least this point, America really has become a dangerous place to speak your mind and share ideas. Get your copy now, nosafespaces.com, but be sure you use the discount code SAVE25 to save 25% on the cost of the film. That's No Safe Spaces, discount code SAVE25.
HD radio listeners can hear WAVA-FM on 105.1 FM HD1 and hear us on our mobile app and on radio.com.
Hello, I'm Everett Helmuth, owner and president of the Passport Automotive Group. During this unique time in our history, we at Passport Auto want you to know that we're considered an essential business and we're open to meet your automotive needs. As you manage taking care of your family during this current situation, we know that your vehicle may play a key role. If you're looking to purchase or service a vehicle, we want to assure you that we're doing everything we can to promote a safe and secure experience. We encourage you to utilize our at-home car buying resources like viewing our excellent website, having us send you a video walkthrough of the vehicle you're interested in. Purchasing that vehicle online, or if you prefer, we'll bring the entire auto buying experience to the safety of your home or office. Passport sells and services new and certified pre-owned vehicles in the brands you love: BMW, Infiniti, Toyota, Nissan, Mazda, and Mini Cooper. We have 9 convenient locations in Virginia and Maryland. Visit us today at PassportAuto.com. We look forward to working with you and keeping you safe.
Medication, but there is also the love of Christ that is brought to them in a way that they can be able to see they belong.
800-979-1980. That's 800-979-1980, WAVA.com online. Very easy for you to make a difference. I mean, a world-changing difference. You know, hyperbole can get away from folks when we try to describe things, but it's not possible in this case to be hyperbolic, if you will, to overstate the case. $30 can cure a child for a lifetime. Otherwise, that child faces nothing but despair and all the things that we've been talking about, separation from loved ones and family. And, you know, I'm sure many of you are hugging your kids more than ever if you're home right now because, well, they're right there with you. But imagine if you couldn't hug that boy or girl anymore. You couldn't draw them to yourself. You couldn't comfort them. Imagine what that would be like. It's very painful to even imagine. But this is the reality for these families and these children. And so many of them have already been devastated in terms of losing family members. Scott mentioned earlier a father who has to leave his family. And not only his family, Scott, but leave his job, mm-hmm. leave everything. He now, and you mentioned something earlier that I know to be true as well, that whereas in our culture it may not be that big a deal in terms of shame and so forth not to be able to provide for your family, it is major in these cultures. And often, if you go to these cultures and find, you may say, well, where's the father? Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes he's left simply out of shame, mm-hmm. simply that he cannot work. He cannot mm-hmm. find work, even if he's healthy, can't find work. And therefore, in shame, he does what we would say doesn't make sense. But that's how great the dynamic of shame is in those cultures where they can't take care of their family anymore. And this is all part of what happens when leprosy takes a man out, so to speak.
You know, my mother is 80. Don't get me lying. My mother is 87, I think. I have not hugged my mom in probably 90 days or more. Imagine not hugging the people you love the most for like 2 years. Mm. I can imagine that. But, you know, we can't really even think about that. There's no way that could be true, that we would have to be that separated from people we love the most. We really have every reason to believe this is going to get fixed. Now, maybe that's an American thing. I have no idea. This idea that, you know, yeah, bad stuff happens, but it'll all work out. It may not be comfortable, and some people might really suffer, and obviously some people die, and that's tragic for those people, but it's going to get fixed at some point, and we're going to get back to some semblance of normalcy. No one that has leprosy feels like that. Let me tell you, nobody that has leprosy feels like it's just a matter of time until it all gets fixed. They say, this is the beginning of the end. It would be better if I were dead. When you talk to a woman who's sitting outside her hut, and she's crying, and she's frail, and her feet have obviously been ravaged by leprosy, and her hands are frozen in a claw-like state, and she says, I wish I were dead. It would be better if I were dead than to be like this. I can't go to the water pump. I can't spend time with my family. They've shunned me. I live in a barn with the animals, and there's no end in sight. Today, you're that end in sight. You're that light at the end of the tunnel. You're that miracle. You're that miracle. You're Jesus with skin on to them when you call toll-free. 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. I've told you before, Don, that I'm the fishing uncle. And what that means is that the family gathering at the lake would mean that they would send all the grandkids down with Uncle Scott. Uncle Scott will fish with you. And so there were plenty of times I'd do that. I loved doing it, but it was a bit of a challenge sometimes. I remember eight kids under the age of 10 with me and me alone down there while everybody else was having fun up at the cabin. And I remember one time my niece Julia got too close to the edge. It was a winter time, got too close to the edge of the dock. And she's wearing a little puffy coat and has that fur along the hood. And she did get too close to the edge, and she did slip into the water. And that thing filled up with water, and wow, she dropped like a stone. And you know what? At that moment, I didn't think about it.
Yep.
I didn't pray about it. I didn't say, you know, at the end of the day, if any leftover energy, I'll come back and give her my leftovers. She was in trouble, and I was in a place to make a difference, and I reached out, and I grabbed her, and I pulled her out. That's the point of that story is not what I did.
Right.
The point of that story is
That's
what we're doing today. These children today are desperate, and we are in a position to make a difference. And so, you know, are you going to think about it? You're going to pray about it? If you're going to pray about it, just pray about whether you want to do $90 or $300. That's what you pray about when you're calling the number. 800-979-1980. You're not praying about whether. You're praying about how much to give, that you might be a conduit through which those blessings flow to others. 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. Or click on the banner online at WAVA.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. When a health crisis strikes, it can be a crazy time for parents. But in the middle of your busyness, it's easy to forget to take care of yourself. Our lives can be like pressure cookers, and we can only handle so much stress. Sooner or later, we need to slow down. Make time for a good book, a bubble bath, or find another way to just be still. Explore new ways to refresh your mind, body, and soul. And together, we'll get through this.
Hi, Don Crow here. Folks, as hard as it may be to believe, the disease of leprosy still exists. And while most of us think of leprosy as only something occurring in biblical times, the fact is that approximately 52 children every single day are diagnosed with this devastating disease. And beyond the physical impact of leprosy, there's also the severe social stigma. A woman forced to give up her job in the marketplace and now no longer able to support her family. A man whose hands and feet are damaged by the disease, no longer able to work in the fields to feed his family. However, you and I can help change those realities with a generous one-time gift to American Leprosy Missions of just $90, which will provide the cure for leprosy for three people, literally giving them their very lives back again. Would you do that? Would you call 800-979-1980 with a generous gift right now? 800-979-1980, or you can give online at WAVA.com. Just use the keyword heal.
If you own or run a business that's open and operating, we want to help you get the word out. Go to WAVA.com and click the Shop Local display. Fill out the web form, and we'll add you to our business directory. This service is free and part of WAVA's effort to help the local business community succeed. Go to WAVA.com.
Most of our children and grandchildren are finishing this school year online. You can make plans now for a Christian school education for your child or grandchild this fall. And WAVA makes it affordable with our half-priced Christian school tuition opportunity. Simply go to WAVA.com, use the keyword school, or click on the school bus to see the schools offering half-price tuition this fall. We have schools participating in Bowie, Olney, Laurel, Frederick, Dale City, Fairfax, and Falls Church. Go to WAVA.com, keyword school.
AActionHomeServices.com, plumbing, electrical, heating, and air, serving D.C., Maryland, and Virginia daily, 703-922-1900.
Most people don't know there's leprosy. They think it's an ancient disease that's stuck on the pages of the Bible. But the reality is that hundreds of thousands of people around the world get leprosy every year. Millions of people around the world are disabled some way for the rest of their lives because of this disease.
You know, in fact, leprosy presents early on, and it takes quite an amount of time to impact your fingers and your toes the way we've talked about. But because these villages are so remote, they never have any doctors going out there. I mean, they have years and years and years, and in fact, a whole lifetime, and never see a real doctor other than a what we would call probably a witch doctor, a tribal doctor. But the truth is, you can go years before you have these really bad symptoms. So when we can find it early, when we can see those symptoms early of the patchiness on the skin, I mentioned before in a previous time on the radio, we talked about a patchiness. It's almost like a, we would call it blotchiness, but they call it patches. The dark-skinned person might have a lighter-skinned patches on their skin. When we can find that early, especially in children, we can, can we reverse the curse? That can be reversed. And so then they'll never even have a sign they ever even had leprosy. So it's one thing to cure leprosy. That's fantastic. But to be able to cure it, where we also can make sure they never show any signs they ever had it, that is really the penultimate. That's really what we want to do. And, of course, we do it all in Jesus' name. We deliver the gospel, the good news, the Bible, reading materials. The saving knowledge of Christ is the ultimate goal. But, boy, when you can cure a child of leprosy, you get everybody's attention in that village. And then they listen to everything you have to say, the more important stuff, too. 800-979-1980, 800-979-1980, or click on the banner at wava.com.
FM, WAVA.
WAVA. 105.1 FM, WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing. WAVA.